Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Victory Tuesday. Yeah. Good morning, 97.1. Everybody's excited. Jim Costa, John Jansen.
Almost everyone.
Heather Park, yeah, a couple weird calls here.
Yeah. We're waiting for the Brian Branch can't, guard Mark Andrews calls.
There you go.
Gov and Greg behind the glass, Luke Sloan on the updates. Speaking of Brian, do we have Brian in Detroit somewhere? Is he going to call in today? He normally finds something to complain about.
Brian, this is the bat signal for you. Find something to complain about. That's as impressive a win in the regular season Dan Campbell has had. And the only game I put ahead of it was the Minnesota Viking game because of the stakes. But if that was your favorite, your best, your most impressive, hard to argue it. They went into Baltimore and did something nobody does. Run for 200 yards. Keep the quarterback clean. Multiple 95-yard drives. Any question you had, they had an answer. Mm-hmm. What about Ragnow? What about the guys they lost? The identity's here. This team is still the same even without the coordinators. This team is one of the elite teams. What did they prove to you? 248-539-9797. TJ Lang coming up in about an hour. Let's get... Oh, wow, look, we're jam-packed. All right, let's start knocking out some of these phone calls. Yeah. Alex, Rochester, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
The call's about, like, Jared Goff. Like, he doesn't take sacks, and he doesn't take penalties. When he throws the ball away, he throws it at receiver's feet. I don't know what these guys are doing. But, like, to get to my point, my favorite thing that I watched about that game is the emergence of Aquadine Muhammad. He has 3.5 sacks. He got, I want to say, 2 last night. He's kind of emerging. Like, I don't know what you guys think, if this is going to be something, a flash in the pan, or if he might actually be that guy. But so, I would say that this...
It's a great question. So Dan Campbell gushed about him last week at the press conference, and it's why I followed up when we had him on last week about it. And he loves what this guy had been putting out on tape. Mm-hmm. That was his best game as a Lion, though.
It was, and you need somebody like that to win one-on-one matchups.
Have to.
They're going to get one-on-ones because they're going to double, triple, and quadruple team Aiden Hutchinson.
What did you say?
Yeah, I think that
go ahead.
As far as ranking wins, I would say that after the season where they knocked out the Packers and then they came out and they played the Chiefs on ring ceremony day and then they took down what was an elite Kansas City game, that probably is my favorite Lions win because that's when they went to the NFC Championship. Yeah. But this one's probably, it's a 1A. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard to fight. I mean, that's...
Did we just come up with a new nickname for...
We both looked at each other.
Yeah.
So it's
Alquadine.
He called him Aquadine.
Yeah, we got the Aquaman playing for us now.
Tom?
So... Something's in my head that has the afternoon show used that? Did they use that last year?
Aquaman?
Yeah, there's something like I'm having some weird like flashback that I've heard this before.
I don't know. It would
maybe it was in a dream.
News to me. Yeah.
Very concerning if that's the case.
Got some odd dreams, man. Katie in Brighton. Good morning. Happy Victory Tuesday.
Good morning. That was pretty awesome last night.
No kidding.
What was your favorite moment last night of watching that just beat down of Baltimore?
Having Lamar getting just pounded and keeping Derrick Henry in check.
Mm-hmm.
And that one where he, when he fumbled and then he got all, he had his temper tantrum on the sidelines. And then Lamar did too. They're not used to it.
Not at all.
Pouting.
And Lamar's hair. I know that I'm a girl and I'm talking about hair here, but
no, it's funny, Katie, that you say that. My wife said the same thing as we were sitting there watching the game. Yes.
My husband wasn't home and he came home and he said it looked like Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction.
It kinda did.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Katie, it kind of did. You're right. And the expressions to get these guys pouting.
I know he usually has braids. So I was like, you know, maybe he just, I don't know.
He was switching it up for the primetime game. Yeah. And it doesn't matter because it was a bad look as he couldn't get things going. We speculated, like, who can you contain? Is it Henry? Is it Lamar? The answer was both. A ticket texter put it this way. They proved to me they can handle a running quarterback because that's been a narrative for years.
They did, and
no one really stops them entirely.
Right.
But they did a hell of a job on Lamar. He was hesitant. He was confused.
They did a really nice job. Now it's got to be, was that real? Was it a one-off or was it real? And can they do that when they face Jalen Hurts? Can they do that again when they face Patrick Mahomes?
Jaden Daniels.
Yes. They'll have opportunity.
But I think what's nice is that that's not something that one player does. That's a scheme. That's a game plan. That's a Kelvin Shepard feather in your cap game. Mm-hmm. And we can play this unironically now.
Yeah.
7 sacks for 55 yards. 6 different Lions getting involved with the sacks.
So I got an update on Muhammad. They did not use Aquaman, so it can be ours.
Yeah.
How did you fact check this, by the way?
David Hall texts me.
Okay.
How about that? How about those apples? Smarmy.
Well, I was just curious. I wasn't doubting you. That was quick. You went through all the archives of last fall.
Yeah. Almondine is what they called him.
Almondine Muhammad.
But then I saw also on our feed up there that I've heard Mike call him Bob sometimes. Bob Muhammad, just because he couldn't remember his name.
I can confirm.
Right, because he was a no-name guy, right?
Yeah. I can confirm in a group text last night, there was a lot of Bob Muhammad.
Yeah. So now he's Aquaman.
We're going to see how it goes.
Yeah. Let's call him Boom Boom Pow.
No, that's Montgomery.
That's right.
Yeah. That's his running style, because we already have Sonic and Knuckles.
We have to play that for TJ when he's in here about an hour or so.
Absolutely. Why wait?
Let's get to Sean in Detroit. Sean, good morning. Happy Victory Tuesday. These are fun, man. It's 97.1.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call again. How you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, man. I'm feeling a little chesty today. I had the privilege of talking to you guys yesterday prior to the game, and my call was just based on having a little more faith, man. And I kind of thought that we might be able to eke out a win. I didn't think that we would look as dominant as we did, man. I'm pretty much ecstatic about how they pulled it off, man. I was kind of willing to bail on the run game in the beginning of that game, man. And I seen our new OC, man, just put his foot to the metal and stick to his guns, man. And he just shut me up, and I'm just very happy about a victory. Also, if I could share with you guys, I did not win the Mega Millions. But if I had 5 numbers and a Mega Ball, I possibly would have won it. So I just wanted to let you guys know that's how I feel about your previous caller talking about if we would have, those guys would have been in for Baltimore.
Right.
So,
we had one ticket text, if only Ray Lewis had played. Like, where was Ed Reed?
Yeah.
You play with who you got, and the Lions, Lions were relentless, man.
Yeah.
That's right. He called yesterday. He goes, they can win this game. Mm-hmm. That was not a win that anybody had preseason. Because, again, if you're going to lose a couple games, this was the most losable game. On the road, Baltimore, nobody bullies Baltimore. Well, Detroit bullies Baltimore. Okay, we got to shout out David Montgomery. Ben, good morning.
Yeah, obviously the line did a phenomenal job, but, I think if you think about David, you think about him getting that extra 2-3 yards or that, short yardage situation, and to see him bust out like that, and he's kind of been in the shadows a little bit the last year or so. I'm just very happy for him because he is a great teammate, and, his burst, you know, going almost coast to coast. It was, how are you going to stop that now? You know, now you got him and Gibbs. So.
It is really fun to watch the combo of those two guys where David Montgomery, he always finds a way. I mean, if there's contact at the line of scrimmage, you really feel like he's still going to pick up 3 or 4 yards. If that contact doesn't happen until 6 yards, but he's got to get to 10 to get the first down, he scratches and claws until he gets the first down. Contrasted with Jahmyr Gibbs, when he's running it, and you're like, wow, it doesn't really look like there's anything there. And then all of a sudden, he puts a foot in the ground, goes north and south, and he knifes through that defense, and it's like they don't even see him.
Yeah, to combine the last two calls, like they were not running it well early, but they stuck with it. They wore him down. The guy who wears you down is David Montgomery. His 72-yard run, I mean, it was blocked well. They had wore them down, and then yeah. He runs hard all game long. TJ Lang, 902. Lions talk. It's 97.1.
After a steamy summer, be ready for that first blast of winter cold. No one wants to think about it, but it is right around the corner. Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical will do a complete furnace checkup to make sure that it's running properly and, more importantly, safely. Right now, it's only $79. That's $30 off their regular price, so call today because these spots will fill up quickly. And don't forget, Mastercraft does plumbing, electrical, and generators as well, all at discounted prices. So do it now. Mastercraftheating.com. That's Mastercraftheating.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now. Ever watch your pets sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
There's Aiden, sack and a forced fumble, and Derrick Henry's throwing a temper tantrum. Good morning on a Victory Tuesday. These shows are great. What did the Lions prove to you? John, they proved they're one of the elite teams.
Yeah.
They proved they're the hammer, not the nail. And they proved that if you have a question, they have an answer. The D-line got 7 sacks. That's as good a test as you're going to have against Lamar. The offensive line, multiple 95-plus yard drives, 200 yards on the ground, clean pocket for Goff. Goff dropping it in the bucket on a couple big plays, including a fourth down for the ball game. You got questions, they got answers. You want to know about the identity of this football team? It's still there.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, after week one, the sky was falling. The sky was falling all around us. And now you go on the road in Baltimore in a game that when we did the win-loss schedule, almost In fact, I think it was unanimous. Nobody picked a win in Baltimore. Even going into the game yesterday, when you're looking at everyone that's picking games, even us on Friday when we picked games,
yep.
Or you're looking at, you know, all the national talking
the experts,
heads,
the little logos,
everyone, every single one of them had Baltimore.
And it doesn't guarantee any more than one win, but it paves the path for, instead of surviving an early stretch in the schedule where we're going, hey, if you can go 3-3, get McNeil back. Well, now you look at Cleveland, and you should be on red alert there after what they did to Green Bay. The Bengals without Burrow, the Chiefs without Rice. Again, we're not counting these as wins, but the path is there for them to start much hotter than anybody anticipated.
Yep.
Makes week one feel like a mirage. All right, let's get to Pedro in Clarkston. Pedro, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
I would like to say that's one of the best games that they won in 3 years. I mean, I'm 48, and I can't remember when they even beat Baltimore.
It's only happened one time. Joey Harrington was the quarterback.
Wow. That's history.
Yeah, I think they were 1-6 prior, 1-5, whatever it was.
Right, but this has to be one of the best wins because it shows who they was before and the film and the accuracy of, like, when they ran the ball inside of the 20-yard line twice, ran the ball, threw with accuracy,
yep.
The defense, 7 sacks, and the film. Lamar Jackson can hurt you running the ball. But it's no kept secret. Yeah, he has one of the best ratings efficiency in history. But he's known to fumble it and give you the football. And they played it into their hands.
They had him so confused. He was hesitant. I thought he left some yards on the table on some of those, you know, broken plays. If he just decisively gets what he can get, it's 3-4 yards, sets him up for something more manageable. Instead, he's dancing around east and west, line of scrimmage, throwing it away. That's a total team effort. That's a scheme. That's everybody working in unison. I mean, 7 sacks from 6 guys.
Yeah.
And Jack Campbell maybe had the biggest play at the goal line.
And, I mean, it's the adjustments that we've seen Kelvin Shepherd make throughout 3 games. Not just this one, but to keep Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, and that offense questioning what they're doing throughout the course of the game, especially in the second half. It's the adjustments that they made offensively. And here's where I really thought that John Morton did a terrific job. We talk all the time about, hey, opening drives. And both of them had opening drive scores. And it's the script. It's once you get off script, how are you able to maintain drives? How are you able to find success? Because if it worked on that opening drive, I guarantee you they're looking at the tablets on the sidelines going, okay, here's what we got to do to adjust. Here's what we got to do to stop what they're doing. And then all of a sudden you come out in the second drive, the third drive, the fourth drive. And instead of hitting the edges, you're running between the tackles. Didn't think we were going to be able to run between the tackles because of that defensive front. But all of a sudden, hey, something is there. It's the ability to make adjustments in game, and it's the growth. A lot of yesterday is the growth of those guards. That was one, and let's just say not just the guards, all three. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say the growth of a 12-year vet in Graham Glasgow, but it's being able to work with those guys.
Chemistry.
And getting them to a certain point to where this offensive line now is, I'd be willing to say after 3 games, short, small sample size, and it's really only 2 games of success because the first one was a disaster. Are they now moving back into the top 10 of offensive lines? Because we said to be successful throughout the course of this year,
have to be.
By the end of the season, you're going to have to be a top 10, top 5 offensive line if you want to get into the playoffs and have success.
I mean, you'd have to say yes. Because if you thought the Bears game was like, oh, it's a fluke, they're no good. Back-to-back games without a sack allowed. From the jump, Jared Goff was in a clean pocket. I love the pass pro backs included from the opening drive to the end of the game. And the run game, it's one thing if it's there from the start, but to really impose your will and open things up as the game goes on. I mean, the best test of the O-line is going to be sacks allowed and rushing yards, and they pass with flying colors.
And you go back to when Goff joined Carson Anderson last week. He said that was the best pocket he had ever played in. And so now all of a sudden you pair that with that performance against Chicago, and you say, okay, well, it's Chicago. They still have dudes on defense. Mm-hmm. They still have a reputable defensive coordinator. Now, in Baltimore, where communication was going to be an issue, solve those issues.
Yep.
And the protection issue, it wasn't. It wasn't an issue. He was well protected throughout the course of that game. And when you put up those numbers, like Jared Goff is putting up, not eye-popping in terms of yardage.
No, 202 doesn't jump off the screen.
But his completion percentage and the lack of interceptions. No turnovers offensively.
Yeah, think about it. Like a game that is going to turn into a shootout. And it was pretty clear early on. Like they go touchdown to touchdown, haymaker for haymaker. You need stops and turnovers. And I consider turnover on downs to be a turnover.
Mm-hmm.
So they get the turnover on downs in the red zone. They get the strip of Derrick Henry. That's two turnovers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... Meanwhile, they don't have any themselves.
And they get the ball. Baltimore has the ball on, what, the one-yard line? And with Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, the 1-2 punch. Derrick Henry, who can run through any tackle, who's Superman, and they stop him.
Three straight runs for Henry, and then Lamar trying to do something where these damn mobile quarterbacks always find a way. Not this time.
And I'm an offensive guy. I'm always going to look at things, and I look at that, you know, 98.5-yard drive, and I think, wow, that was maybe that was the moment of the game for me. But then you'll look from a defensive perspective, and to hold them out of the end zone with Derrick Henry in the backfield lining up, and they don't get 6 points in that drive?
Well, think about the swing, too, because the drive before was the 98.5-yard drive for the Lions. So on one hand, you have an imposing of wills. We won't be denied. We're going to continue to methodically move the ball and break your spirit. 11 minutes with the football while Lamar's antsy over on the sideline. He gets his chance to answer, and he gets stonewalled. Those are back-to-back drives early, first half, second quarter, that were tone setters.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the phones. MG in Detroit, you're on 97.1. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I'm in the car right now leaving the airport with my 10-year-old daughter, who I took out to Baltimore last night for her first away game. And Charlie and I had an absolute blast. And just to build on what you're saying, I think we need to be giving Hank Fraley his flowers this morning. The entire success of this team and the entire identity of this team starts and stops with that offensive line. John, I know you'll agree and love this, but it's not even our ability to control the ball. I think it affects how the defense plays, aside from giving them rest and an ability to not be on the field as long. It's also a matter of just the mentality. When you're pushing the line around like that, it makes other teams timid. It builds the confidence of your own team. And if all the changes that took place from this 15-win team from last year to this year, you're losing a perennial Pro Bowl center. You're shuffling of your offensive line, and to see the initial struggle and the fixes and the changes, I cannot value Hank Fraley enough, and I just am so impressed by it. And one other very small note, and then I'll be quiet because I want to hear what you guys have to say. It never is lost on me how incredible it is to travel and just be surrounded by Lions fans everywhere. You know, like my little daughter's getting high fives by everyone. You know, we're wearing our blue. We can hear Jared Goff cheers in the fourth quarter. We can, you know, hear cheers when Lamar's out there on offense, and there's a little groundswell of sound. And I just don't think there's any other fan base in the NFL that's doing what the Lions have been doing now for three straight years.
Well, MG, I was going to ask you that question, and you kind of answered it there. But what was the representation of Lions fans? We've heard it and seen it in Kansas City. We've heard it and seen it at Lambeau Field. In fact, Matt LaFleur even talked about it after this past game. What was the representation in Baltimore?
So I will definitely say Baltimore's got an incredible fan base. They're, you know, nice people, treated us really well. Definitely not, like, I went to the Tampa Bay game a couple of years ago, and that was like, it was 50-60% Lions fans. But I would say probably 20-25%. But it's not even that there are Lions fans there, it's that they're getting the good seats. So it's all lower bowl. They're all congregating in pockets. So when the wind gets knocked out of a fan base and you can hear that pin drop, it doesn't take a whole lot to hear Jared Goff cheers or Let's Go Lions cheers. But it was visible. I mean, especially towards the end of the game, you could really see it. My daughter kept on pointing, "Dad, look at that guy with the flag." I mean, Charlie, there were a lot of fans there, you would say, right? Yeah, did you have fun?
This is so cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's lifelong memory stuff. Good for you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling. And the perspective, man. We know Lions fans travel. You could see him, his point, at the end of that game. I heard you could hear the chants on TV, the Jared Goff chants.
And it's so much different because I don't know if you were watching the Kansas City-New York Giants game.
Yeah.
And they showed the great representation of Chiefs fans because you're going to a fan base that's not very comfortable or confident in their team. They're not showing up. So the Kansas City Chiefs fans, the red was throughout the entire stadium. Now you're going to a fan base that is prideful about their team. They feel like they've got Super Bowl aspirations. That is, I know it was said pregame, it is Super Bowl or bust for Baltimore, for Lamar Jackson. And to be able to have that representation there by Detroit Lions fans is remarkable.
TJ Lang, 902. We got Greg Palm. We'll shoehorn it in at the end of the hour before TJ. We'll take a few more Lions phone calls, Heather's news, and more. It is a Victory Tuesday. It's 97.1. September is Truck Month at Moran Chevrolet, the perfect time to elevate your tailgating game. Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. The best game days start in a 2026 Silverado 2LT Crew Cab 4x4 that you can lease right now at Moran for $349 a month, 24 months, $999 down. Find your ride fast, check it out, MoranExpress.com, or stop by. They're on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now. There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
That's what I'm talking about.
That always will make me smile.
One more time. Full remix with TJ in the 9 o'clock hour. Hey, I think I figured out why we haven't had a locker room video yet. That last caller sparked a thought. They're still handing out game balls. You get a game ball. You get a game ball. Everybody gets a game ball. He said, hey, Hank Fraley needs some flowers. Calvin Shepard deserves some love. Aquaman.
Right.
Al-Kadeen Muhammad was a force on the D-line. Aiden with a sack and a fumble. You want to highlight the interior offensive line, a couple young guards. Goff dropping it in a bucket. St. Brown where he's got to be. Both running backs, David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. You get a game ball. You get a game ball. You get a game ball.
And so when you, and I haven't had, obviously had a chance to rewatch the game because just ended so late last night. But as I'm watching it, I'm making notes about what's happening on the offensive line and everywhere. But, you know, the ability to the combination blocks, the communication up front, the execution of being able to get to the second level, getting hands on linebackers, that's where you get big runs. And you already mentioned the receivers blocking downfield. And you do have to take your hat off to Hank Fraley for continuing to build these guys up and build their confidence, build their technique, trust your technique, all of those different things. But it's also, it's the play calling that you want to be able to do and put your players in position to be successful. There are still things that the guards need to do better. But you don't call those things until they're ready. So, yeah, it's on Hank Fraley about getting them to execute, but it's also on John Morton calling protections that he knows they can protect Jared Goff. Calling routes that you saw it in Chicago where, yeah, okay, we in this situation with this formation, this personnel group, we're going to have time to go downfield to J-Mo. But against Baltimore, we need to be a little bit quicker. We need to give Jared Goff time and the ability to get the ball out. And we're going to put our offensive line in position for success.
We will play the Dan Campbell locker room audio when it's available. I've tweeted at the Lions. We're bringing it up on the air. We're hoping they can get this out by 10 o'clock so we can play it for people today. Because I'm sure Dan Campbell was epic after that game.
Mm-hmm.
Ticket text. We've had a couple calls that have nitpicked today. And a texter says, really, we're doing this now? That was one of the best performances I've ever seen from Goff and the team. Remember, just a couple weeks ago, we were thinking they could be doomed. Yet this is probably one of the best games I've ever seen them play. That caller needs to wait for the afternoon show.
Well, this is the roller coaster of the season. And there are going to be things that you can pick apart in every single game. No one has played a perfect game. I don't care the position. I don't care the result. It can look as near perfect as possible, but no one's ever played a perfect game. So there's going to be opportunity to pick things apart. I don't think that's going to happen from 2-6.
No, I
think they're going to be celebratory.
Look, guys, this is behind the glass. You guys have called it a yeah, but Tuesday or a no buts Tuesday. Right.
That's what I said out loud to Greg like an hour ago. It's like we were getting the criticism of Goff or whatever. It's need to be clean and not turning the ball, you know, all that stuff. And
there's no buts. They went into Baltimore and were emphatic, declarative, definitive.
Give them their day. We didn't give them their day at all after Green Bay.
Well, they didn't deserve it after
Green
Bay.
So let's be real, live in a moment. We'll get to the nitpicky stuff tomorrow and Thursday.
Oh, they got a different type of day after Green Bay.
Yeah. Now, is this confirmed that today is John Harbaugh's birthday?
They yes, it
out
is.
Birthday
okay,
presents.
There we go.
Why not the top one, right? For Heather and her news?
The top one? Hold on. This one says...
Apparently, this guy says that some women he works with find Jake Bates attractive.
It says, the women in my office are super into Jake Bates.
Oh.
Signed Jewish Sam in Detroit.
So we're going to you, Heather. Is he a hottie? Hot or not?
It hasn't crossed my mind.
What about when he was doing that awkward lunge
thing?
Oh,
that was awkward. It was
his tongue?
That was different.
Well, he was warming up.
I know, but you made a weird face while he was doing
it.
It was a weird face, John.
Okay.
Come on now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Anyway.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Alrighty then. Syracuse University has been fined $25,000 and was publicly reprimanded by the ACC for faking injuries in their 34-21 win over Clemson last weekend. In a statement, the ACC said Syracuse violated an NCAA rule aimed at stopping teams from faking injuries to slow down play. They also called the actions unethical and contrary to the spirit of the rules. Now, Syracuse has responded. They issued a statement on Monday. They said they acknowledge and accept the reprimand and the fine, and they say they remain firmly committed to upholding the highest standards of sportsmanship and competitive integrity across all 20 of their university programs.
Yep. Makes sense. You got to crack down on it.
Taylor Swift is apparently on high alert after her alleged stalker has gone missing.
Yeah.
Brian Wagner allegedly first began appearing uninvited at her home in LA in July of 2024, continued to do so for almost a year. And this guy did a lot more than just showing up at her house. He emailed her staff hundreds of emails with concerning and threatening language. He even lied to the DMV to somehow change his address on his driver's license to her home address. He was saying that he lived there. He was saying that she was the mother of his child. Like, he had a lot of things he was saying about Taylor Swift. She has filed a restraining order against him, but now, according to a private investigator, Wagner has gone missing. They don't know where he is. He isn't responding to calls, to texts. He has failed to show up to a court hearing earlier this month. The last time anyone has had contact with him was in early August.
Uh-oh.
It is concerning.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. And I think we probably all saw some of the videos of when she showed up to, I think it was Arrowhead.
Oh, the game, yeah.
Yeah, the game. And she had the screening.
Yeah.
Apparently that's bulletproof screening.
Scary times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. More and more Americans than ever are choosing to live in RVs.
Oh,
there's
cool.
A new study that shows that living in an RV is at an all-time high right now. In fact, about 486,000 people live full-time in an RV, and that's twice as many as in 2021. And of those who live in an RV, about a third have children, and the vast majority earn less than $75,000 a year. Now, for the people who choose to live in an RV, it's an ideal lifestyle for them, right? They're able to explore the world, get outside, enjoy nature. But for those who maybe didn't choose to do so, but were more forced to because of financial constraints, it's not as
glamorous.
Not necessarily glamorous, but as enjoyable as one would think.
There is small space,
but costly repairs, the price of fuel, space rental, right? Like, you're not thinking necessarily of that when you do choose to live in an RV, that you do have to pay for the place you park. Depreciation quickly of your RV could be a long payment schedule as well. And
it doesn't surprise me. I mean, with what it costs to buy a house or rent.
No, it's not surprising. But there's a lot more that goes into it.
No, but for those that do, I mean, I had a fifth wheel and a RV for a little while. It is a lot of fun.
For sure. It'd be fun in retirement, without a doubt.
Heather with the news. TJ Lang, 902, little college football check-in. Who cares about the AP poll? I don't care about the coaches poll. Greg Palm. It's 97.1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and even stronger relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They're going to take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, it's exactly what they've done for me over the years and for my family, so that's why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit them at firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Yeah, I don't need the AP poll and the coaches poll. Forget about it. Greg Palm, let's do it. Top 12 team. Squeeze it in on a Tuesday.
Well, 4 weeks in now, and we're starting to see how rapidly the data expands. Now, because the weight of wins and losses goes three layers deep, the information gathered increases by that same power of three. So it's like a cube that multiplies along all three axes. And you're getting this grid-shaped cube where each small grid represents a game. We had 5 3-0 versus 3-0 games in week 4, so that's a lot of weight leveraged early on here in the season. We're going to start number 12. Michigan Wolverines are back in the top 12. Hurdle cleared on Saturday. Now, they don't have a difficult schedule, but that doesn't mean it's not without its tricky spots. And that was one of them on Saturday. Halfway through, I am asking myself, are they lucky to be tied, or should they really be up by 2 touchdowns in this one? One of those games, as a fan, you just want to be over. It's a college football version of survive and advance.
back in the playoff mix.
Number 11 is Ohio State. Now, dropped down here because of a bye, so not a lot of data to be gathered. Texas carrying the weight early for them here in the season. Another one of those 3-0 versus 3-0 games coming up this weekend when they travel to Washington.
That's a tough spot out west. Mm-hmm.
Boy, they've dropped a long way in just 3 weeks.
They got to go beat somebody.
Hmm. Number 10 is Texas A&M. Once again, like Ohio State, off a bye. Bank that Notre Dame win. Let it grow in value. SEC play starts for them this week when they host Auburn. Plenty of opportunities remaining for the Aggies. Number 9 is Georgia. Look, another slide here due to the bye. They're going to get into SEC play here. Alabama is coming to Georgia between the hedges this Saturday.
Yeah, and Georgia to me is, I'm interested, I mean, numbers is what this is all based on. Georgia may have one of the better wins. We'll see what Tennessee does, how well that one ages. And I think the biggest question, just in terms of not necessarily numbers, is their defense? I'm not sure that this is a typical Georgia defense.
All right, number 8 is Georgia Tech. Guys, I gave you Haynes King, dark horse Heisman candidate last week. I put a little wager on that at plus 3,500. Let's see how that plays out. Had another 3 total touchdowns and a win against Temple. Looked at their conference schedule, and it lays up nice for them. No Miami, no Florida State, no Louisville. Heck, there's no even SMU on their schedule. They've already iced Clemson, and we can, you know, debate about the merits of that quality win. At NC State, looks like the toughest game that's remaining in conference. And don't forget, Georgia, end of the season. That can swing a lot. We're talking about a game that's going to determine playoff seeding at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7 is Indiana. New friends, look at them. One of those 3-0 versus 3-0 winners from this weekend. Look, I'm happy for them. I feel like a win like this justifies what they did last year, where they got a lot of criticism for being an 11-win Big Ten team. Gives them a launching point for this season and trying to determine who that fourth Big Ten team is going to be.
I was going to say, a lot of talk of who will this year's Indiana be. Maybe it's Indiana, the fourth team in the Big Ten. They brought back studs from that defense. The quarterback play is great. They look better than a year ago.
Fernando Mendoza, 21-23, and we were wondering in that non-conference, is he for real? You do that against a defense like Illinois, you're for real. And Cignetti in year two is also for real.
Number 6 is the Missouri Tigers, another new friend here. And I feel like they've got a little bit of a kindredship here with Indiana. Program forgotten by a power league whose accomplishments get dismissed because of what's on the side of their helmet. Good win against South Carolina. And don't look now. That Kansas win is doing work for them.
Yep.
Kansas is 3-0. Outside of that Missouri game. And one of those wins for Kansas is against Fresno State, whose only loss is to Kansas.
Ooh,
okay, makes sense.
Big win over Fresno State.
Number 5, Miami of Florida. Got that win in primetime against the Gators. Mario Cristobal, you see them leveling up Miami? The same formula that he rebuilt Oregon. It's toughness in the trenches. Next up for them is between the ears, November. Don't turn into dumb Miami, not making dumb penalties, dumb decisions, playing and coaching. Next up for them, they got a bye week before Florida State. Number 4 is LSU. Now, last week, I asked you, was their best win Louisiana Tech? I was about 95% joking then. I'm only about 50% joking now because the Clemson and Florida wins are not helping yet. LSU is doing their part, but look, they're not. LSU is doing what they can do. Florida and Clemson are not. So, you know, 95% down to 50% in the span of a week. It kind of sounds like the Tigers' playoff chances.
Yeah, just about. And LSU is doing the work defensively. And I know Brian Kelly gets all, you know, upset about questions about his offense, but they've got a guy in Nussmeier that I thought was going to be a Heisman candidate. Not so much. And they have really struggled offensively.
Number 3 in the Big Ten. They're out west. USC Trojans.
Okay, so they are playing with a more physical run game, but the real test begins now. They got to go cross country. They'll play Illinois, then Michigan, then at Notre Dame. I don't know what to make of USC yet. We'll know in 3 weeks.
Yeah, nice base of income streams coming in. 4 teams they've beaten all have 2-plus wins early in the season. Big Ten revenge, by the way, this weekend. They just hosted Michigan State at 11 p.m. Eastern. They go to Illinois and have to play at 9 a.m. Pacific. Number two, Ole Miss. 4-0 after easily taking care of a group of five contender to go along with two early conference wins. They are playing LSU in Mississippi this week. Look, these two teams have been really close to the rankings the whole season. Preseason, we had Mississippi 12, LSU was 13. By week one, the odds changed, so those spots flipped. They've been in together in the top five over the last 2 weeks, and this has been kind of an inflection point game in the SEC the last 2 years. Ole Miss, they upset Jaden Daniels' LSU team a couple years ago, knocked LSU out of the SEC West race early. Last year, LSU upsets Ole Miss at home. Ole Miss had three losses. Any one of those three losses reverse the result, and Ole Miss, we're talking about a playoff team. So this is a big game that can really divide how these seasons go for each team.
Well, speaking of dividing, how about dividing households? Lane Kiffin's daughter sharing she's dating LSU linebacker Whit Weeks yesterday on social media.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, there's a little more on the line now.
Woo! Brings us to our number one team. It's a new friend in a big way. Oklahoma jumps all the way up to number one in the rankings. Look, you want to win the breakup they did against Jackson Arnold by sacking him nine times. Nine times we sacked him. Mm-hmm. The good and bad with their defense, zero takeaways so far. So the good is, well, when they start getting those takeaways, how good are they going to be? The bad is, if they're not taking the ball away from the offense, is the defense and their ability capped a little bit. A little bit on the numbers on them. Three wins for Auburn. They get collected by Oklahoma. And the Michigan win is getting better. Michigan going on the road, beating a three-win Nebraska team. Those are now third-degree OU wins. And they're shedding that preseason 6.5 win total limitation. A little fraction of that remains for another week.
Gauntlet ahead with the schedule. Mateer looks like a difference maker at quarterback. And the front just may pave the path. Quick note, you know who's not in this list?
Penn State.
Or Oregon. Oregon, who are going to play this week. Yep. And I know neither has played anybody. That changes on Saturday night.
No Penn State, no Oregon, no Florida State, and no Texas Tech, who is 4-0.
Hanging out in the undercurrent.
Yes.
Where's Clemson? And
that is 42.
And that is Greg Palm. TJ Lang in studio. Lions talk. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.